group of great men will be together. This is the last time. Do it for your teammates. Do it for each other. No. Let's get it. Let's go in here, Tony. Family on three. 1, 2, 3.
This is Jaguars All Access. Brought to you by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, an official sponsor of the Jaguars. Baptist Health, changing healthcare for good. And EverBank, the official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Let's get this thing rolling. Let's get this thing rolling. We now know what it looks like. We know what it looks like. We know what it takes.
We know what it looks like. We know what it takes. Gus Bradley's comments after the game against the Falcons, and knowing full well that the Jaguars would have to make a variety of moves in order to get down to what is the 54-man roster for the Jaguars, with the one exemption for Ace Sanders. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Jaguars All Access here at the stadium, where tonight we will talk about not only what happened in the preseason, but now it starts for real. The Philadelphia Eagles are on the schedule. Game one this coming Sunday at 1 o'clock from Philadelphia. Joining me here, as he does every week, is Jeff Lagerman. And, Jeff, this is always a 5 minutes of melancholy because guys you worked with for a whole month are now gone, and then real focus on the regular season.
Yeah, but I think saying a lot of players kind of understand what it's like. They know pretty good idea of who's going to be there and who's going to be gone. So the veteran guys get over it pretty quick. The young guys, sometimes it can be pretty painful.
Gus Bradley did tell us that it's a difficult time for him.
You can really tell, because you can tell that Gus's mood kind of approaching the 53-man point, you know, which was Saturday at 4 p.m., you can tell he gets a little bit more quiet. And I had a chance to visit with him a little bit Friday after the game, the day after the game. And you could just tell, I mean, this truly affects him. I mean, because, you know, all he wants to do is coach players, and, right, and they gave him his all. And, you know, it's tough for him.
Our guest tonight is the starting quarterback of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and that is Chad Henne. Chad, congratulations on all the success that you've had and the ongoing success that everybody expects from you. This is a kind of a funny week, though. You were working with 90 guys, then 75, and now you got a very select group.
Yeah, it's definitely a difficult time, but, you know, Gus puts all his heart in, just like Jeff said. And, you know, for us veterans, they're part of our team. And when we go on this season, we'll remember what they did to us, all the tears, all the sweat out there on the field in mini camp and just the summers. They'll live through us this season.
First of all, congratulations. You made it.
Thank you.
Look, I don't care who you are. When you make a football team, I mean, that's right, a big deal. And it really matters. The biggest shock, though, probably of the season was walking in the locker room today, because, you know, in training camp, you've got 90 and then 75, like Sam was talking about, and you got all these lockers, and all of a sudden when you walk in there today, you're like, wait a minute, where's all our team at?
Yeah, and it's a tough time, like I said before, and, you know, we wish all the guys best and have give us their all throughout this camp. And, you know, living in that locker room and just in the team room today was just tough, and we wish them luck, and, you know, we just got to move on now.
Take a look at the top plays, Jeff, from this past week against Atlanta, starting with Dakota Watson.
Well, Dakota Watson, to me, has certainly come on because, you know, all offseason he had a nagging injury that kept him out, and all of a sudden he comes back in the last couple of preseason games and put his hand down on the ground right here and got a sack. Very impressive for Dakota Watson.
Ace Sanders will not play until week five, but he will be a welcome addition returning punts.
No doubt. And, Chad, I know that you probably were very excited for Ace because of what's coming. But to have him come back and at least get a taste of it for 1 week before he has to kind of stay away from the team had to be good.
Oh, it was great. I mean, I was probably the most ecstatic on the sideline. I know everybody was happy for him, but, I mean, just to see him out there missing some tackles and, you know, making some good runs on the punts was great to see.
I really believe if the NFL's program is to be proven to be able to help players, he can be the model for that, because he really seems to have taken to be really want to be a part of it and get things right.
And yeah. I give him credit, too, because he didn't go after the punter.
Yeah.
He didn't retaliate.
Yeah. And we'll take him on the sideline, and he's just a smart kid. And what the biggest thing is, you know, what Sam said, is that he went to help himself. You know, nobody told him that he needs to go get help, and he really wanted to go out there and help himself.
And our Baptist Health game-changing moment is the touchdown to Marquise Lee.
Yeah, I actually wrote notes down on my game board, Chad, prior to the radio broadcast, and was looking at Marquise Lee's yards per catch. You know, and it was single digit. And all of a sudden, I'm going, okay, he's got to start making, planting that step and getting up the field. And all of a sudden, he hits the home run ball here with Blake. This was a really nice play for him.
Yeah, it was kind of just over the defender's head. The corner was playing 2-for-1 on the outside, and Marquise just went over the top, and Blake made a great throw to him.
You have had a lot of different situations in your career. I looked at your college career when you finally stepped in and started as a freshman, when you started at Michigan, when you were with Miami, now with Jacksonville. It must be a completely different feeling for you that you felt before where a coach says, you're our guy.
Yeah, it's been different. I mean, I know I just remember the first day in Michigan when they said I was a guy. It was on a Thursday. The starting quarterback to that week actually got injured. And, you know, Lloyd Carr came up to me and says, you know, you're our starter. And
you're a true freshman at the time.
True freshman at the time. And he said, are you scared? And he said, if you're scared, you don't have to play. We'll play another guy. And I said, I think I'm ready to go, coach. I'm up for the challenge. And, you know, I want to get it done. And, you know, as the time goes by, you grow into it. But it's always a special feeling when you're named that starter. And it's just a different feeling about it.
Well, and this year, you've been the guy, Gus Bradley, he said, hey, look, Chad is our guy. You know, how important was it for you when you signed back here to have that commitment from Gus to be the starter going into the season?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a big commitment. And I think the other thing about it was that, you know, just not learning a new offense. I think that was the biggest key as well, knowing the camaraderie here, knowing the coaching staff and know how they're going to run it. All those things tied into me coming back, but it's just a great opportunity for myself.
How many different offensive systems have you been in your career?
I think it's just about four.
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 New terminology.
It'll be five, but yeah. I mean, it's probably about four.
Different language, different philosophies,
yeah.
Even.
Yeah, nothing's really been the same, and it's good to have this second year underneath my belt and just going in there, knowing the checks, knowing the audibles, and just feeling a comfort in that way.
Gus said today Jacques McClendon would be the starting center for you guys. You have Linder at that right guard. Mark Brunell joked on Sunday the quarterback's job in the first play is don't fumble the snap.
I think that's the always thing. We always work quarterback-center exchange every day before practice, but Jacques has done a really good job, and he's really stepped in there. He's a smart guy. I'm confident in him, and you know, he's going to make our offensive line better.
All right. He's got some short area power. There's no doubt about that. He's a powerful guy.
Big, powerful guy.